Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. I'd like to thank you for downloading the show. So let's get started. Well, greetings, podcast listeners. This is Ashlyn Dave, and I'm coming at you from Ashland, Virginia. Obviously I'm not running today. I already did run. I ran earlier this afternoon. This is the week of June 5th, 2009. And the reason I did not do a on-location podcast is because I ran with my new dog this afternoon, and it was the first time I was going to be running with him off the leash, and I did not want to be fooling with any podcasting equipment. So I decided to come back home and do the podcast from my studio, which neatly fits inside my kitchen, on the kitchen counter, on my iBook laptop, which is the Running in the Center of the Universe recording studio. Pretty simple, actually. I don't even have a microphone. I just use the external speakers, I think, is my microphone, or there must be some kind of microphone inside the computer. Well, I've got several things to talk about in this week's show. I'm trying to get the shows back to weekly episodes now that I'm getting some runs in. My run today was 3 miles. I did 3.1 on Sunday morning. I'll probably run probably Friday, because Thursday I got to work late. Probably run Friday. And then Sunday is the Stratford Hills 10K race, which is a Richmond Roadrunners Club race. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes, a little bit later in the show. But today I ran at Washington Lacey Park. And if you've listened to the podcast before, you've heard me mention this park. It's a relatively new county park, Hanover County, Virginia. And I've noticed it looked a little bit different today. I have not been out to the park for probably a month, because I guess the last time I ran there was right before I ran the Ultra. And there's some growth on the trails, and a little concerning to me, because the park doesn't seem to be used that much. And I have a feeling that throughout the summer that some of those trails are going to be a little bit hard to find because of the growth. Now, this is a new park, so the trails are not beat down to the point where nothing's ever going to grow there. It's, you know, there's little seedlings and, you know, stuff, I guess, that, you know, falls from birds or whatever. You know, the people that built the park cleared the trail probably 5 feet wide, because it's a multi-use park, multi-use trail. Horses, mountain bikers, runners, walkers, that kind of thing. And I know some people use horse, go out there on their horses, because you see horse manure and horseshoe marks on the trail. But it's pretty flat. I mean, the surface is good, but it's hilly. But it's flat, meaning the surface is smooth enough where you can ride your bike, and certainly it's good enough to run on, very soft. And you know, there's some overgrowth, and believe it or not, in some of the areas the trail was only probably about 2 feet wide because of some of the growth that has started to come up. And I'm just talking about little 6-inch foot high seedling trees or weeds or whatever. The trail's in the woods, so that's something that I don't know if I know there's a group called Friends of Hanover Trails or something. They had some flyers put up, but you know, I didn't even take the time to look at them. I guess I should have done that, but maybe people will go out there and help clear them, and maybe that's something I can get involved with a little bit down the line. But took my new dog Blue out there. We've had Blue since I think the February 13th. We got Blue, and he was born on Halloween, so he is about 7 months old, and this was his first run off the leash, and he did really good. He's going to be my new little running buddy. And I was kind of hoping that the run in 95 degrees would have chilled him out. but he spent most of the evening ripping up a towel that we had in his crate and vacuumed the floor. Now I've got bits and pieces of an old bath towel all over the floor. He's real good at ripping stuff up. I guess I'd probably do the same thing if I was in a crate all day. But because my wife is out of town, actually out of the country, I'm left to do all the dog stuff myself, and we usually kind of trade, you know, share the responsibilities. So he's a little, I guess he's been in his crate most of the day. So I took him out to the park to run him, and I just did the 3 miles, and I thought that might wipe him out, but he had plenty of energy when we got home after he cooled off. So he's going to be my new running buddy. If you've listened to the show before, and I can constantly get emails from people who say they've been listening from the very beginning, you'll know that last year we lost a dog. My dog Otis died on May 11th of 2008, and he used to be my running buddy. So I got my new running buddy now, and Otis died of old age. He had some internal hemorrhaging and just was an old dog. So Blue's my new running buddy, and he did really good. He went out real strong and, you know, wanted to sniff everything, and then I'd be up, you know, 20, 30 yards ahead of him, and then he would just come crashing through and run up ahead, and it was so, you know, so fun to watch a dog just run free like that with just, you know, at full speed. It's just really something I like to watch. And then he did that for about the first mile, and then for the second and third mile, he was just wiped out, and he was just right at my heels. So he's got some work to do to build up his endurance, but he did really good. And when I got home, I pulled probably about 8 or 9 ticks off of him, and I probably should check him again. I probably should check myself, because that was just amazing. I did not think there would be so many ticks. When I got in the car after the run was over, I actually pulled 4 off my legs, and 2 of them were really small. And so I'm sure I probably got, you know, I have to check my back and my neck and stuff, but... that was a little concerning. I really do like that park and want to go back there, but I'm not really interested in pulling ticks off my dog or myself every time I go. But sometimes that's just the, you know, that's the trade-off of going out and enjoying the outside. You gotta deal with the bugs and stuff. So this park also has a bike track, and it's probably so underutilized. Clearly, people have been working on it. The dirt is—it's not a BMX track. It's what's called, I think, a pump track, where you can kind of get up enough momentum where you can go through the track without, I think, pedaling too much. And I'm planning on checking it out this Saturday with my dad. I've tried to talk him into coming up to visit, and we'll take our mountain bikes over there and check out the pump track, and then ride the rest of the park too, and see how that is for mountain biking, because that's something I want to do more of this summer. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I haven't ridden with my dad in a while. We used to get together and do the mountain biking quite a bit. We rode the Virginia Creeper Trail together a couple years ago, which is a rails to trails type of thing, and it's down in Damascus, Virginia. Which is the Appalachian Trail goes through there. But anyway, the Virginia Creeper Trail is a hard-packed cinder trail that goes up the White Top Mountain. And then, of course, it goes over the mountain into North Carolina. But what you can do is you can either take a shuttle bus with your bike, you know, on a bike rack on the side, and it'll take you up there, or you can ride up there and then ride down. And it's all uphill. The first, I think it was 17 miles we rode up. And then I think the first 6 miles coming down the mountain, you don't even have to pedal at all. It's pretty cool. It's an interesting way to spend a day riding your bike. I mean, it's not so steep or anything where you have to, it's dangerous. You just, it's just that the slope is such that you don't have to pedal. It's pretty cool. So we packed our lunches. Actually, my brother joined us too. We went up to the top, ate our lunch, and then came back down and spent the weekend out that way. So, anyway, I was kind of digressing a little bit, but I'm hoping my dad will come out. We'll ride our bike some this weekend. What I did today, I broke in a new running shirt. I wore my Charlottesville Marathon shirt, which is a technical shirt, And the reason I bring that up is because I got to give a shout-out to Gil, race director for the Charlottesville Marathon, and I think his wife, Francesca. I contacted him after I realized that I never picked up my shirt. When we went out for the Charlottesville Marathon in late April, the Charlottesville, Virginia, that's where the University of Virginia is at, when we got there at 6 in the morning, the race started at 6:30. They weren't giving out any of the shirts or anything. They wanted everybody to get their shirts and whatever else came with the packet after the race. They were just giving out the bib numbers for simplicity and time, just to save time. So that's what I did. Now, I went out there with three people from Team Incognito, Kelly, Todd, and John. Todd and John ran the half, and Kelly was our cheering section. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly actually went out and met up with an old friend and actually got in a workout of her own. But anyway, Todd and John got their shirts when they finished the half, and then they kind of ran me in when I finished the regular full marathon, and I never got my shirt. I never even thought about getting it, completely forgot about it until we were about halfway home, and I realized I didn't get my shirt, and I was a little disappointed, so because I wanted the shirt. You know, you run the marathon, you want your damn shirt, you know? That's what you do it for. So I emailed the race director when I got home a couple days after the race and got a positive response back. He asked me a few questions, and I guess to verify who I was. And a couple days later, I got the shirt. So, Gil, thanks. I don't think you listen to this podcast, but for some reason a friend of yours does, or a friend of a friend. Pass on my thanks to Gil. Squared away, dude. And happy to put in a plug for the Charlottesville Running Company, who was the sponsor of the race. And I'll put a link to, they have an online store, up to their running store. I'll put a link to that in the show notes for anyone that's interested in seeing what the Charlottesville Running Company is all about. Seem to be pretty honest folks. So especially, you know, he hooked me up with my marathon shirt. And, you know, us marathoners like to wear the shirts that say marathon on them. So, anyway, that's kind of that's the story about that. I got to break that in today, and it worked. Even though it was pretty hot out, it worked just fine. I'm going to run my first race this coming Sunday in my new age bracket, 40 to 44. And that's the Stratford Hills 10K. The Stratford Hills 10K is in its 30th year, and I have never run that race before. For whatever reason, all the years I've lived in the Richmond area, even when I was doing 10Ks back before, well, I guess I say back before I started doing marathons, I think I did run some 10Ks. My running radar was very limited, and before I joined the Richmond Roadrunners Club, I really didn't know really a whole lot of what was going on. You know, I'd run some things here and there, but really didn't even think about the big picture because it wasn't even on the radar. But the Stratford Hills 10K is in its 30th year, and it's a club race. And in celebration of that, the race director of Richmond Roadrunners has made the race free for club members. So I jumped all over that, especially after Kelly, who's on my running team, kind of clued everybody in, hey, you know, you need to get on it if you want to run it because it's going to fill up. And it did. It filled up this week to 400 runners. So they're giving everybody some kind of either a commemorative hat or some kind of technical running hat. I don't think they're giving out shirts because they're doing these special hats. And that's cool that it filled up. I mean, that's awesome. The race course is runs along the James River, which is a very scenic. It's on Riverside Drive, which is right at river level. Virtually no obstructions between the road and the river, so it's just a beautiful view of the James River, which runs through Richmond. And there's lots of recreational opportunities along the James River in the city itself. It's kind of an urban jungle, a little bit. It's it's mountain bike trails, there's running trails. James River just has a host of recreational opportunities. Most of which I probably don't take advantage of. Although when I was younger, I used to go down there quite a bit because it was kind of cool to go to the river. But I haven't really been down there swimming in quite some time. And, you know, I used to take my dogs down there. I used to live in the Fan District, which is a neighborhood in the city, and that was a regular thing that I did prior, before kids and all that. But I used to take my two dogs down there, and I used to really like it. So it's probably something I should go back down and spend more time at the river. But anyway, I will be on Sunday. The Stratford Hills 10K starts at the Stratford Hills Shopping Center. Goes a mile downhill approximately to the river, runs along the river, goes out and back, and comes up and finishes uphill. So that's a hell of a way to finish a race. But I'm looking forward to it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the folks from Team Incognito. They're going to be there. I think John, Todd, Kelly. Not sure about Kristen. I don't think Michelle's going to make it. Megan's going camping. She's not going to make it. I'm drawing a blank on the other people. Can't believe it. But I'm not sure who all is going to make it. We have a little message board that we communicate over, and it looks like just a few of us have indicated that we're going to be there. So I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on everybody else on Team Incognito. That's embarrassing. But I only think a couple of them listen to the podcast anyway. So forgive me for that. All right, my fall race plan is a little bit up in the air right now. I've always been planning all along here when I was kind of ramping up my miles to do the ultra in May to celebrate my 40th birthday, and then I was going to take some time off, about 3 weeks off, and then start training again for the Richmond Marathon, which would be my 10th marathon. It was also my first marathon. But there's a little bit of a wrench thrown in there because my buddy Ashlyn Bob has indicated a little bit of an interest in running either a fall marathon or a spring marathon. He's concerned about running in the heat, so I don't know what he's going to choose. I really want to be there for his first marathon, so I'm hoping he chooses the Outer Banks Marathon, which is, I think, November 8th. It's the Sunday before November 14th, which I know is a Saturday because that's the Richmond Marathon. I think I have those dates right. So anyway, if he decides to run a fall marathon, then, or the Outer Banks, I'm not sure if that'd be the one he'd choose, then I'll run that with him. I'll train for it and run it with him, and then obviously Richmond will not be my 10th, which is really not that big of a deal if I get to be there for Bob's first one. So I have to wait to see what he decides to do. If he does not decide to run the Outer Banks Marathon, I will probably register for the half because I'm already registered for the Richmond Full, and I'll go down there and run the half with my dad, and we'll visit my brother who runs a coffee shop down there. So if you're ever down in the Outer Banks, go check out the Beach Road at Milepost 13. My brother runs a coffee shop right there in the Harley-Davidson Shopping Center. It's right there on the corner. Right now it's called I Love Coffee, but that was the name the previous owner put on there. I think he's going to change that name once he's able to. I think there's some rules about signage or whatever, but go check it out. I was just down there 2 weeks ago, and looks like business is picking up for him. His name's John. Tell him that Ashlyn Dave sent you, and I think he'll know what that means. So my fall race plan is definitely the Richmond Marathon in November, possibly the Outer Banks Marathon or half before that. And I know that'd be doing two marathons within 7 days of each other, but I think I could probably handle that. I think the body can actually handle a lot more than people think. And one thing I've learned in doing that ultra marathon is that I'm pretty sure that the body can go a lot farther then, you know, one marathon a year or whatever. I think it all depends where you put your brain and what you want to do. You can definitely do more than that. Now, if you're running for speed and running to win and really pushing yourself, then that's, that's different. I'm just out there to have fun. I mean, I'm just a, ordinary middle of the pack nobody. I mean, nobody even knows that I'm at a race. So, I guess I can kind of talk like that. So, fall race plan is going to be Richmond and possibly Outer Banks and maybe some other stuff thrown in here and there just for kicks and giggles. Training update. Like I said, I'm just kind of getting back into things now. It's kind of funny that I treat the 3-miler today as a major workout. The reason I say that is because it's, I haven't really been running that much, so just getting out there running 3 miles is really doing something for me now. But that'll quickly ramp up. I'm not feeling any, no pain or anything like that. I think I'm pretty well recovered from all the damage that I might have done during the 40-plus miler. So my training update is going to be I'll probably obviously do the Stratford Hills as a training run, and then I'll be lucky if I come in within an hour during that race. And then next week I'll do probably a couple more runs, and then the week after that I'm on call for work, so I'll be doing some morning runs, and I might actually be able to do a little bit more mileage. But I'm going to take it easy. I'm not going to hurt myself in the early stages. And my plan is to run 3 days a week to train for the fall marathon. So I did that once before when I ran the B&A trail marathon back in March of 07, 08. Gosh, I can't remember. I think it might have been 07. No, it had to have been 08. No, it could have been 07. I can't even remember. Might have been 08. So it can be done if you just want to finish. And that was the first time I cleared 4.5 hours anyway. So, all right. Well, that's my training update. We've got several emails from listeners, and I'm going to hit on some of those. But before I do, I want to do a shout-out for the DVD, or plug the DVD. I made a DVD of the Sterling Gym Ultra Marathon. And I'm not trying to grandstand or anything, but I got some positive response from it when I showed it to some folks. And so I'm making it available for free. You just got to send me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com, and I'll send you the DVD on my own dime. But all I ask is that you send a $5 donation to Ashland Christian Emergency Services, which is an organization here in town that helps folks that sometimes get stranded or whatever. And that link will be on my website. And if you email me at ashlanddave@gmail.com, I'll send you the address. And then you just give me wherever you want me to send the DVD, and I'll mail it to you. It's got deleted. It's got a regular video. It's kind of a self-documentary of the ultra marathon. Tom Grant's in it, and so is Brian. It's not showboating or anything like that. It's just kind of an honest assessment of what it was like to cover 40-plus miles in some pretty bad conditions at the beginning, and then it's got like a little photo gallery slideshow type of thing. I put some deleted scenes in there just for measure, and it plays like a regular DVD. It's got a menu screen and some graphics, and I had a lot of fun making it. And so anyway, it's available if you're interested in it. I've sent out 5 already to folks that are interested, and got some real positive feedback, which is nice to hear. So if you're interested in that, let me know, ashlanddave@gmail.com. And, of course, you can email me at any time with comments about the show or your anything about your running exploits. All right, let's hit on some of the listener email. I guess I watched too much Letterman. I heard from Andre, and she lives in Los Angeles, California, and she has been listening to the podcast from the very beginning. And Andre, just to let you know, I mailed your DVD out today. Today is June 2nd, and when I'm recording the show, and hopefully you get it this week. Anyway, thank you so much for the nice comments. It was very nice. Your compliments about the show was very nice, and she stuck around on, I guess, the last show or 2 shows ago and heard the bonus material after the national anthem. So thank you, Andrew, for doing that. I got several emails, I think some others that I have in this batch, or maybe the batch from last week, people that listen to that. So it's very refreshing that people that listen to the show do listen to the national anthem at the end. So that's pretty cool. We're all fellow Americans, so... anyway, Andrea's done marathons, and she likes to cruise around her neighborhood and parks and do runs and, I guess, do other events in her area. And I wonder if, Andrea, I wonder what the Los Angeles Marathon is like. I've seen a video of that on the internet, but I wonder if that's a big race or not. I wonder if that's the one that you've done. I'm actually from San Leandro, California, which I know is not real close to Los Angeles, but I would like to come back out that way sometime and maybe run a marathon in California. Be a good excuse to come out to California, get my wife out there. So anyway, if that's the one that you ran, let me know, and email me back, and let me know what you thought of it, if that's the one that you did. But anyway, thanks for the the email, and your DVD is on the way, and hopefully you enjoy that. Thanks again for listening to the show. I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate you taking the time to send the email. I also heard from Richard from the Woodlands, Texas, and he already got his DVD. He really liked it. He thought it was well put together. Well, thank you very much, Richard. Richard is going to be running, looks like, the Austin Marathon, and which is on the top of his list. He's going to do a 10-mile race in October. He's going to be redoing the Texas Independence Relay in March already of 2010. He's already, when he emailed me, he said he's already got plans to do that. And we're trying to hook up. I was trying to get him to let me know what race he was doing. He said he was doing Austin, but I don't know when that is. He's kicking his training off in July, so I'm guessing Austin is probably late November or December. I guess I could look that up myself. But, Rich, I appreciate you listening to the show. You've been a very loyal listener. I think I mention you probably just about every week. Rich and I got a good dialogue going, and I'm sure one day we'll probably meet face-to-face. I'll have to make my way down to Texas. You know, Rich, I've got a friend in Dallas, and he wants me to come down there, and I was looking up the Dallas Marathon. I can't remember if that's even close to the Woodlands or not, but that's in December, and I just don't think I could get my kid out of school to make a family trip down there, so I'm not really sure what I'll do, but we do have a group of friends, guys that are all from my college and fraternity, and we do meet up every year, and our friend in Dallas has been trying to get us down there, so maybe we'll end up down there someday, and I'm sure there'll be a race that weekend, so maybe we can, well, I know you don't live in Dallas, but maybe we can cross paths at some point. So thanks for listening to the show, and glad you enjoyed the DVD. Hope you enjoyed that, and maybe do your own 40 miler someday, and you can see what my experience was like. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Got a comment from Tom on the website. If you don't know about the site, it's at ashlanddave.podbean.com. If you download the show from iTunes, that's really just a pointer to, that's kind of like, the iTunes serves as kind of like a phone book for podcasts. The iTunes doesn't save them. They're all at the host. I mean, my server site actually does the feeder to iTunes. So if you want to go right to the site, it's at ashlanddave.podbean.com. If you subscribe through iTunes, most likely what's happening is your turn to download the show comes up. You know, you got to get in line if you have it automatically. But if you want to get the show sooner than like right when it comes out, you can actually go to the site. I think this will work. It'll work this way. You go right to the site and download it right from the site, and that's ashlanddave.podbean.com. So check that out. Anyway, that's where Tom left the comment, and he also listened to the bonus section after the national anthem in the last show, or it's actually episode 61. So Tom, appreciate that. We'll both have to wait to see if Ashland Bob's name shows up on the Outer Banks registration list, and I have a feeling he's probably going to want to do Shamrock in the spring, and that's just, I'm not going to be able to do that one, but I don't know, we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see how Bob does. If you haven't listened to the show or heard about Bob, he is recovering from compartmental syndrome in both lower legs. He had surgery on both lower legs, and he did the Marine Corps Historic Half Marathon in Fredericksburg 2 weeks ago, and that was his comeback run from surgery. He built up his mileage and did everything real smart and made his comeback run, so well done, Bob. And we'll have to wait to see what you decide to do on your marathon. Got a message from Mark, and he said he stumbled onto my podcast from iTunes, and he hails out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's going to run his first marathon in December, which is the Charlotte Thunder Road Marathon. And Mark, I'll say that's a good choice. I ran that one last year, and I did enjoy the experience. The only thing that was negative for me on that race is that my family didn't get to the finish line in time to see me finish. They were running late, and I got to the finish, and there was nobody there to greet me. And then I snuck up behind them on the bleachers, and because they got there late and were looking for me. So anyway, I thought that was a pretty good race. After the half marathoners break off, it gets a little different because there's a lot more half marathoners there, but I did enjoy the race. And the metal is really cool. It's this thick piece of silver colored metal. I thought the finishing metal was pretty good. Anyway, he let's see, he's done 4 5Ks and 1 10K so far, and he's doing a half marathon on June 6th, which is this weekend. So wish you the best, Mark, for your marathon training. And he said he likes the fact that I'm just a regular guy pounding the pavement. And that's pretty cool, Mark, because that is the case. I mean, I'm a regular nobody. You wouldn't even recognize me if you walked down the street. There's nothing special about me whatsoever, other than I just like running. And I decided to start a podcast, I guess, about a year and a half ago. And it's kind of picked up from there. I get about 300 downloads a week. It's picked up a little bit. And in that time, I've got over 11,000 hits on the site. So it's something I enjoy doing, and I appreciate you listening. And hopefully you'll become a regular listener. Thanks for the email. Heard from Stuart, and I think Stuart's from Australia. He's hadn't heard from him in a little while, and he sent in his congratulations on completing the ultra marathon. And he got hurt last year, and he had plans, I think, to do a marathon, so he hasn't quite got there yet. But he's going to get there one day. And but the ultra might be something for another another life. And anyway, he says that it's not just the Americans that listened all the way to the end of the podcast. He listens to he called it the American anthem. It's the national anthem. And he said he listens through right through to the end. So he knows the song because he hears it on TV shows. And he recognizes the tune when he hears it. And sometimes he says he gets some strange looks on his runs when he starts humming along to the national anthem. So, Stuart, thank you for the email. It's nice to hear back from you again. I'm sorry I didn't get your email in the last show, because I know it's been, I think, two weeks since you sent it. And I hope I did send you a reply just to let you know that I got it. But anyway, thank you for taking the time to send that, and I'm still glad that you're listening to the show. And this is an international podcast. You know, I've got listeners in Australia, and I think I've heard got a listener, David Phillips, in Ireland, and plenty in the United States. So, Stuart, you're one of the few international listeners, and which makes this an international podcast. So thanks for listening, thanks for the email, and good luck with I guess you've recovered from your injury. And he did say that he works with a South African in Australia that's trying to convince him to run the Comrades Marathon, which is in South Africa. And I think that's the one that's they switch the directions of it each year. And I think that's an ultra. I don't think that's a regular marathon distance. I don't know exactly how long it is, but I've heard that it's pretty pretty insane. So, Stuart, thanks again. I appreciate it very much. Got last one's from Jim out of Red Bluff, California, and he's a regular listener now, I guess. Appreciate you, Jim, sending in an email. And he's also heard the bonus section in the episode 61. And Jim, thank you. That's so refreshing to know that people listen. I think I already mentioned this, that they listen to the, you know, I'm not some kind of patriot nut or anything, but I do, you know, I do love the United States, and the national anthem is something I'm proud to put at the end of the podcast. And I'm glad that there are those that do listen all the way to the end. So that's refreshing to know. And that's really, I guess, all I can say about that. Thanks for the email, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to do that. Like I said in the show notes, I'll put a couple links to the things mentioned, ACES and Charlottesville Running Company. And I'll try to put a link into the Stratford Hills 10K, but it's really just a link to the Richmond Roadrunners Club website. And be back next week, probably with the race report. Not going to be too exciting on the race report, though. I'm just trying to clear an hour, really, in the 10K. But I'll be more excited to report on some of the people on Team Incognito that are going to be probably going for some good finishing times. Kelly, John, and Todd are contenders. John is a major contender in the Clydesdale division, and Kelly's coming first in her age group. And finished third overall in some races. So I'm proud to be around such a great group, even though I'm just the ordinary middle-of-the-pack nobody. The other people on Team Incognito are starting to turn into somebody. So I'll have a little fun with that, and we'll see how everybody fares, and I'll report on that in the next podcast. So this is Ashland Dave, and I'm coming at you from Ashland, Virginia. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Just want to remind you that it's always important to run to the finish and keep on running. And y'all have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate it.